This is Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. Michael is a father of two under the age of four, and reading time is very precious to him. So he says, John, with so many good books available, how do you decide which books you're going to read?
Largely from recommendation of other people. I mean, within the scope of the kind of thing I want to read or have time to read, if other people who I trust, and they read faster than I do, so they read more books than I do, so they comment on more than I do, so I can lean on them. If I have somebody tell me, this is astonishing, this is really worth your while, I'll go for it. Here's a second way. Sometimes I just feel very burdened about an issue. I'll give you an example, and very interested in a certain thing on the issue. Say the issue of racial harmony. I'm always thinking, what should I be reading just to keep going deeper and wiser in ethnic diversity and racial harmony in our country? And a woman came up to me after church and said she had just read the autobiography of Clarence Thomas called My Grandfather's Son. She said, it was so good, so helpful. You might want to consider it. Bang, I bought it. Put it on my bedside. I read it. I devoured it. So that was two things. It was a life commitment to the issue, to grow in the issue, and then a recommendation from a woman in my church. Another factor is proven time. I don't think we ought to be reading new books all the time. I think we should read old books. And then the question is, has time and history proven them? And there are some books that have been around forever, and they are generation after generation witnessed to as very shaping to people's lives. And so I think we should constantly be exposing ourselves to those classics and not always reading the latest thing. So the passions of your life, what are they, and are they? Read there. Recommendations from people that are responsible and that you respect. And three, time-proven, classic, deep works on various issues.
Well, let me add in here then, two or three classics that you would just recommend to about anyone.
The Bible. The most proven and most useful book should be there in your reading list every day. Pilgrim's Progress, John Bunyan. Everybody, I think, who can read English would benefit from working their way through that. In my own life, I put The Religious Affections by Jonathan Edwards very high up the list. And for those with really strong theological bent, The Freedom of the Will by Jonathan Edwards, two massively influential books in my life. Martin Luther, Bondage of the Will. John Calvin, Institutes of the Christian Religion. John Owen, The Mortification of Sin and Communion with God. Starters.
A few more than two or three, but we'll let you get away with it today. Ask Pastor John is a podcast of Desiring God. If someone passed this along to you, sign up and receive them yourself. And explore more questions today at desiringgod.org.